going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Buffalo now back over McKay to Smith. Smith inside. Floater pass out in front. Between the legs shot by Chase Frazier. Scores.
Clip it for Frazier, John. My goodness.
Big night downtown. The Bandits going for a third straight title. They can't win it tonight. Game one of the best of three. Pre-game
but they could lose it.
No, that's not right.
They can't lose it either.
That's not right. They can't. No, it's not how best of three works.
No, but best of three is short.
That's right.
One loss and you're in trouble.
It's as short as you can have a best of.
One loss and you're in trouble.
Best of two.
They don't have that. Well, soccer kind of has that.
Yeah, I guess that's right. Yeah.
Road goals. Fans are excited. Bandits in Saskatchewan. It's 7 o'clock for pregame tonight. Dave Buchanan will be on the broadcast as always. He joins us now on the Western Hotline. Dave, are you suited up? Are you ready to go here or is it too early still?
No, I'm coming to you from the media room here at KeyBank Center and just chuckling to myself with your lovely lead in here. I wouldn't expect anything less from you guys. Classic Chopin Bulldog right there.
The best of three. It's not must win, but the next one would be if you lose this one. Dave, we're continuing to break down and explain best of three.
Dave, I got to ask. I saw, or actually just complain a little bit. I saw like a lot of hardware being handed out, like player of the year, this or that. John Gertler got some love. Where's sideline reporter of the year? I need you to get some credit here. I was very disappointed that you didn't get mentioned.
Yes, as one of my colleagues from TSN, Ashley Docking, once said, hashtag justice for floor reporters. They do not have a sideline reporter of the year award, but I'm so thrilled that John finally got some recognition and got the Tom Borelli Award as the media person of the year for the National Lacrosse League, and we're looking forward to covering another finals together.
So how does it stack up, Dave? What's Saskatchewan all about? They end up getting through Halifax in two games.
This is a very stacked team. I mean, they've racked up GM of the year, coach of the year, defensive player of the year, and goaltender of the year just in this past week. It's a very talented squad. Out the front door, they've got two really good shooters in Robert Church and Austin Shanks, and they also have some talented guys like Zach Manns and Ryan Keenan as well. And then their defensive unit is solid. They have three players that rank in top 15 in loose balls and top 10 in cost turnovers, and the likes of Jake Boudreau, Mike Messenger, and Matt Hossick, who won Defensive Player of the Year and just so happens to live in Lancaster as well. And then they've got a really solid goaltender in Frank Chiliano, who may have struggled in the playoffs on his previous team, San Diego, but he's 3-0 this year and hasn't given up more than 10 goals so far this postseason.
How did the season go with between the Bandits and Saskatchewan, Dave?
Well, the reason the one game they played this year is the reason why we're here tonight. Buffalo beat Saskatchewan in Saskatoon back on March 1st in a 9-7 game, and that was the tiebreaker. Both these teams finished 13-5, and so that's why this series is starting here in Buffalo tonight, because Buffalo did win that game. You know, they got – it was tied, or Saskatchewan might have had a one-goal lead, but Buffalo battled back and got the win. The only difference maybe in that game from tonight is Saskatchewan didn't have Robert Church in the lineup. His wife was having a child, so he had to miss that game. So that's probably the one big difference between that game and tonight's lineup.
I know you were listening last Friday when we talked to Josh Byrne, and maybe the first question we put to him was just like the advantage of having a weekend off. Saskatchewan would have played not the whole series last weekend, but game two last Saturday, I think it was. Have you heard that from the players? Is that a because he said it's a big deal to have got a little bit of a break there. I'm guessing that most, if not all, the players on the team would echo that.
Oh, yeah, completely. As much as, you know, when they had all those bye weeks at the start of the season, they wish they would have had a more consistent start to their year. I think they did enjoy having the week off. They did practice last week in Oakville. But, you know, there's a couple of guys that have some bumps and bruises that probably healed up an extra week. Plus, you know, it's probably why Kyle Matisse was activated off the IR. We'll see if he makes the active lineup tonight. But he's been battling a lower body injury since the final game of the regular season. So I think they did enjoy having the week off and were able to kind of sit back and watch things play out.
I'm curious, Dave, if you can tell us what you know about how common or uncommon the scene that Buffalo enjoys is around the league. Size of the building, capacity crowds, just the fervor that is here for the Bandits in the local market. Like, does Saskatchewan enjoy that? Do, as far as you know, do other teams in the league enjoy the kind of support that Buffalo gets?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The most direct direct comparisons, BD, would have to be like Colorado Mammoth and Denver. You know, they play in Ball Arena like the Avalanche and the Nuggets do. They get a pretty respectable crowd, and it's a very loud building, having been there twice for the NHL Finals. Calgary does pretty well. They play in the Saddle Dome just like the Flames do. And I think Vancouver, they play now in Rogers Arena like the Canucks do, and they're having a nice turnaround. And I think their fan base is going to continue to grow now over the next couple of years. So you do see it, I think, most notably in those three markets because they have similar, you know, NHL, NBA-sized arenas. Saskatchewan, you know, when they were winning, they almost went a three-peat of their own about 10 years ago. And then back then they were drawn, you know, well over 10,000. But this year they've kind of struggled a bit with attendance. I'm not sure what that reason is. But I know tickets for tomorrow, our Sunday's game, have been going pretty well too. So, and there's some other, you know, growing fan bases. You know, Ottawa, their first year, they're playing in the same building as the Senators. Rochester's numbers were kind of bouncing back up this year as well too, but really I think Buffalo still leaps and bounds ahead of probably most other teams in the league, but I think there is some other dedicated fan bases like I mentioned.
The first playoff game this year, the Bandits over San Diego 5-4. I didn't realize when I was watching it that I was watching the lowest scoring game in league history. Which I read today on the Bandits website. Maybe that's playoffs. Maybe that's just all games. Incredible. Then the first Vancouver game we watched as well, 9-3. I mean, that's the record low for goals allowed by the Bandits. 11-9 in the second game reads more like a lacrosse score to my eyes. If you don't mind me putting into these terms, what's our over-under tonight looking like, Dave? I mean, you've had two of these three playoff games where they were very tough to score against, but maybe this matchup lends itself to sort of a different kind of game. What do you think?
Yeah, usually with the NLL, you usually don't see lines beyond -1.5 or -2.5, and I can't say that I've looked, but I know someone that works for one of the Canadian sports books. I should go ask him, but I'm assuming it's probably just a -1.5 in favor of Buffalo tonight, and that's to be expected at this stage. I think both of these teams have played some really competitive games here in the postseason, and with the defense, style of defense Buffalo plays, you know, I think it is going to be like a 10-9, 10-8, 11-10 kind of game this evening.
Okay, so sort of a normal score. We're not looking at 5-4 again, or even 9-3. All right.
Both of those results were very unexpected for me. Oh, I know the Bandits, you know, they do have a tendency, they really turn it on in the postseason. But I know with the Saskatchewan offense, I don't know if they'll be able to hold them to just 4 or 3 goals tonight, but we'll see.
So when John throws it down to you like Dan Dunleavy does for Razor for his keys to the game, what is that going to sound like tonight, Dave?
I think for Buffalo, I think one of their keys to the game is to stay out of the penalty box. I think Saskatchewan really took advantage of Halifax's penalties in their series, and the Bandits do have a tendency to take some penalties. You know, they've taken some costly 5-minute majors this season. So that's one, keep their composure. And number two, I think keep up their exceptional play on shutting down the transition of the opposing team. They've done it really well. They did it well against Vancouver and against San Diego and even late in the regular season against Halifax. You know, Saskatchewan got that strong defensive unit, as I said, and, you know, to try and limit them getting the ball up the floor and creating odd man rushes in the other direction. So I think it's composure and transition are my two keys to the game.
Do you know anything about tickets for tonight?
I've been kind of looking at Ticketmaster. I don't have anything official, but, you know, first-hand tickets, not resale. It's been kind of the top rows of the 300s are remaining. You know, it's a beautiful evening here in downtown Buffalo. The party in the plaza is just getting started just as we went on the air here at 5:30. So come on down, grab some tickets. It should be a good time in Banditland tonight.
Thank you, Dave. Enjoy it.
Thanks, guys. Always good talking to you.
You too. Dave Buchanan on the West Her Hotline, 7 o'clock. For tonight's pregame show.
I love when it's me, BD.
BD, I know. I heard that.
I really just.
Everybody catch that? It slipped it in.
It's like, Dave was one of our producers a very long time ago, and of course was at the station for a long time hosting the Fast Track show, the auto racing show. This is one of my favorites. I just love when he says that. BD just rolls BD. Off like that.
How many producers have we had?
Whew. Well, we had
rank them.
Oh, that's
Joe's in the book now. Well, Joe's, it's not his first day with us.
He's been in the book. Working backwards, Joe.
I bet it's 50.
Evan DePasquale has done what Joe's doing today for us a few times, so he's got a count. And of course, Zach, I'm working backwards. Sneaky Joe.
Well, I mean, Derek has produced the show. Josh has produced the show.
That's right. That's right. Well, I was going to get there.
I'm sorry. I thought it was helping.
No, you definitely are. I wouldn't have named everybody.
I bet it's dozens, right? It's just a few people once or twice, you know?
Sure. Yep. Yep. Bauk 3 times, I think. Did Bauk have two stints, three stints? He had some stints.
Him, I don't remember.
He had multiple stints.
I'm having a tough time placing him. The name is sort of familiar. I think of his name as a little different. Buck, I thought it was. That sounds right. We'll take a break. I need a break. I mean, that's clear. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.